Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 and on the this day, Tuesday, March 25th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about reports that the warring factions in the MDCT formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai have agreed to bury the hatchet.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 2001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
The solution necessarily is not a GNU, because we all know what has happened at the end. We stabilized the situation, we helped the people, we revived education, we revived health, we did everything possible that even people in the rural areas can confirm. Now, what happened at the end? Was that strategic? That strategy must have ensured a free and fair election, which was then rigged and subverted.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about talks in the Movement for Democratic Change formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
And Tsvangirai says there is now, quote, unprecedented harmony and unity of purpose in the MDC cockpit. But some senior party sources told Studio 7 that the party might be headed for a split as divisions have actually widened.
The party is divided between those who are backing Mr. Tsvangirai to remain at the helm of the party and those who are calling for his ouster.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Blessing.
Onguka Chris, nasi lauti tinge tichi tarisa nezwe nyaya mashoko ataurwa ne mutungamiri wa MDC wa Morgan Tsvangirai varikuti ivo. Aiwa iko zvino vaita sunga wiriranu nevamwe vavanga vachinetsana nawo nekuti pakapera sarudzo vamwe mubato vanga vava kuti aiwa vatsvangirai vanofanirawo kuchisira mumwe vachiti ukasambira sambira wombobuda vamwe vachipindawo zvitaro asi vatsvangirai vachiti aiwa kwete ivo ndo vakasarudzwa nevanhu paCongress nekudaro vanofanira kuti varambe vari panyanga asi tazotaura nevamwewo vakuru mubato irori vari kuti panogona kunge pataurwa mashoko ekuti pane sungawirirano asi zvinhu zvichiri zvakaita manyama amire nerongo. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Mahlabe Zulu lingalitshona njani lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lweStudio 7 Live Talk sixoxa ke ngodaba lweMDCT. Lamhlanje umongameli webandla umnomzana Tsvangirai ube lomhlangano lentathelo izindaba wazisa ukubana sebevumelene sebezwana sebekhomisane umlotha labo umnomzana Tendai Biti labanye abakubandla kodwa ke imbiko esizwa ngeyokuthi hayi ayisikho lokho kungaba kusenzakala ngoba hayi kuyenzakale bubonakele kodwa kukhona okunye osingakwazi ukuthi ngaba kusenzakala ungabangela ubana ibandla licine lidabuka njalo phakathi. Blessing.
And I think we are trying to get in touch with our guests First with Mr. Douglas Monzora, who is the MTC spokesperson, who also tried to get in touch with political analyst Rejoice Ngwenya and also Mr. Jacob Mafumi, a lawyer and a member of the MTC, who is also represents as a lawyer the suspended MDCT deputy treasurer, Mr. Elton Mangoma. But I think we have Mr. Monzora on the line. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening, Ed. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Monzora, what is the latest in the MDC? Of course, we heard Mr. Changirai saying there's now unity of purpose, but we are actually hearing rumbles in the background. Some people who are saying all is still not well within the party.
Well, the MDC is very serious about taking over power in 2018 or in an earlier election through peaceful, democratic and constitutional means. The people of Zimbabwe, we realize, are living in poverty and misery. 1 million children are out of school. The government workers have no salaries. Unemployment is over 90%. 40% of our children who are in hospitals are suffering from kwashiorkor. This is a sobering state of affairs in Zimbabwe. Therefore, as the MDC, we realized that it is important to unite all the democratic forces in Zimbabwe, both those who are within the MDC and who are outside the MDC. To that end, we launched the two programs. The first program is Operation Dzokakumusha. Mm-hmm. This is where we are encouraging those who had left the party to come back and unite with the party, to come back and fight with others, alongside others, to remove the dictatorship. The second program we have launched is Operation Sungam Sangan. Mm-hmm. Under Sungam Sangan, what we are doing is we are encouraging party cohesion, internal party cohesion, and cohesion within the cockpit of the party. There was this cohesion, there was a misunderstanding of the political leaders at various levels. We have said now, we have buried the hatchet, our president has spearheaded this unity within the party, and we are going to be working together so that we make sure that Zimbabweans are delivered from poverty and misery. And all we are doing is that all the leaders who have been warring, all the leaders who have had a misunderstanding, subscribe to key values of the MDC, which values are freedom, social justice, equality, fairness, solidarity, liberty, transparency, and accountability.
And the pursuit of happiness.
As you subscribe to this, we unite together to fight the dictatorship.
Thank you so much. I wanted to add and the pursuit of happiness.
And the pursuit of happiness, yes, sure.
Yes, Blessing, we have a lawyer and MDC
member,
Mr. Jacob Mafume, who's joining us. Mr. Mafume, you are live on Live Talk. Good evening.
Good evening to you too.
Yes, Mr. Mafume, we heard earlier on today that Mr. Tsvangirai announced that the hatchet has been buried. So do you still have the job of representing Mr. Mangoma?
Well, if the hatchet has been buried, then probably I would be out of a job. But what we want to emphasize is that there hasn't been any formal communication to Mr. Mangoma as yet. As it stands, we had received charges from the party, various charges to certain issues that the party said my client violated. So if there are hatchets that have been buried, we have certain hatchets that we also wanted to see being buried, and those being communicated clearly that they've been buried. That is particularly the hatchet of violence, the hatchet of undue process, the hatchet of suspension of leaders that are seen or perceived to be supporting my client, the hatchet of media complications and so on, and the hardships of all things that we see as not being democratic, such as selective justice. Certain people who were violent against my client have not yet been brought to book. Certain people who have said unpalatable things against my client have not themselves faced any charges. I think if those hatchets can be buried as well, then we are moving forward. It would not make sense to say that the hatchet has been buried whilst my client is still excluded from the unity that is being expounded. You cannot unify by taking one cog out of the whole system. I think the unity should be inward, and the victimization of certain leaders, the suspensions of certain leaders should desist. Or if they have to be done, they should follow a process that is fair and that is able to be defensible in terms of the values and the principles of our party. I think the way we handle each other also shows the way we are going to fight this democratic process and to fight the dictator that we have to face.
Mr. Monzoro, I think you heard what Mr. Mafume is saying. It appears he has his job of representing the suspended Mangoma, it will be a shock indeed, isn't it, Chris, for the Pope to hear that the devil is dead.
Oh, yeah.
It means he's unemployed. Now, your response, Mr. Woodsworth.
Well, I understand what Jacob has just said. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, Jacob, you still have a job. Mm-hmm. To represent Minister Mangoma, former Minister Mangoma, before the independent disciplinary tribunal, mm-hmm. which is going to be made up of lawyers, three lawyers outside the MDC, whom you have to agree with to preside over the case. The disciplinary case does not go away because there are discussions about unity. It doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. All you need to do is to make sure that you prepare a good case to defend your client, because that brief is still certainly there. We agree that violence must never be allowed in the MDC. Mm-hmm. And we have fought violence in MDC. MDC has been a victim of violence. And to just alert the listeners, the MDC did investigate the cowardly attack on Honorable Mangoma, mm-hmm. that we all condemn. We investigated that. We came across a video that was fortunately taken, which shows exactly how Honorable Mangoma was attacked and the person who attacked him. The video was surrendered to the police, and up to now, the police are not interested in the actual person who assaulted Honorable Mangoma. And we suspect that the police are harboring that person. We suspect that the police are protecting that person. But we are determined to make sure that that mm-hmm. person is brought to book. Mm-hmm. Then the issue of process, Jacob calls it undue process. Mm-hmm. It's not undue process. A member of the standing committee has been charged with offenses. Mm-hmm. The offense, what we do is we then give them, the lawyer and the client, the charges, and they have to respond to the charges. They have not yet responded to the charges, and then we set the matter before an independent tribunal, where Honorable Mangoma, Honorable Mafume, representing Honorable Mangoma, can raise any defense, including the defense that the process of suspension was untrue. You raise that before an independent tribunal. What we can't do is to say, because this man is important, because this man has got money, because this man has got a bigger post in the MDC, they cannot be brought before a court. That would be wrong. What we need to do is to make sure that Honorable Mangoma gets justice. Honorable Mangoma is treated as fairly as possible before an independent tribunal. It is too early to say that the tribunal will be unfair, because it has not been unfair. Then coming to the issue of the press, it is very regrettable. And I want to say, as a senior lawyer, a man who has practiced the law for over 23 years, mm-hmm. that the commonest mistake that lawyers make mm-hmm. is to try to defend their lawyers, their clients in public. Mm-hmm. And they make mistakes. And to defend their lawyers when they are with their clients when they are still emotional. Mm-hmm. The issue of Honorable Mangoma is very, very simple. It can be dealt with very, very easily. But mm-hmm. what we are preoccupied with is to make sure that he gets justice. What we don't want is for him not to be subjected to a due process of the law. And we'll make sure that he is represented by a lawyer of his choice or lawyers of his choice. And that the independent tribunal is acceptable to him. That we are going to ensure. But the issue is, the MDC has come together. People who are not agreeing have come together. We must celebrate that. We must encourage that. Because without unity, we will not defeat the enemy. Samora Machel said that the most important things in a struggle was unidade amizade, mm-hmm. Which translated basically means unity and friendship. Mm-hmm. That's what we need in the MDC. Let's make sure that our leaders are brought together, more together, and let's make sure that they are driven less apart. So the most important thing is dialogue. The most important thing is communication. The most important thing is justice now.
Okay, thank you. We'll give Mr. Mafume the opportunity to respond to that. But first, we just want to take one or two callers. We have Ashel on the line. Magadi Mkoma Ashel, Kuchipingyo. Mungotamba.
Tinotamba.
Munoti kudini eri mudariro.
Ini ndinoti ndinokutenda kuti zvavabata nayo paboka vatokona kuzi vanhu vazhinji vanga chisapota MDC yacho vanga vakutozopaurwa manje pavanga vaparadzana pambozi kana vanga vabuda vaya vaidai vaizofomawo pati dzavoka kuti vaitopungura namba dzevanhu vari muMDC macho mozeyatiokuti manje vaita zvakuti kukubika nechii nepati yagara ichitonga nekuti varenga vatodi vakutopungura namba yevanhu vari kuvhota chiMDC yacho saka zanikeka yaramba iri pamusoro chitodini chitovakunda.
Saka muri kukurudzira kuti ngavabatane.
Ngavabatane vashande pamwe ndokuti vanozvise chinhu mhande yavo.
Pane mubvunzo wamungadi kubvunza vamonzora here kana vamafumi?
Ndingati kana chendingatoda kutokurudzira mubvunzo hangu handina sekuti ndingati ngavadini ngavashande pamwe chete kuti vadini vakunde mhande yavo iyoyo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvedu Mukoma Ashley. Mwashuma kuchipingeyo.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda. Hey Chris.
Yes, the blessing. Silomlaleli lapha uSikhumbuzo ose South Africa. Kunjani Sikhumbuzo?
Kona kunjani mntomntana?
Hayi siyaphila thina. Ye, usesitimeleni lapho kulomsini.
Hayi kade ngivuka ibhora manje endaweni lapho sichazeka khona la.
Okay. Ya ungasitshela ukuthi uthini wena ngodaba esilalo lapho eGoodwin udaba lweMTC?
Udaba lusovele solulude ukuthi nje bona abadala labo bayafisha into esegcekeni. Into esegcekeni yona ukuthi yena ngokwakhe kasela ntazayitshintsha yena lowo muntu kuMTC onguyokhona kwamanje. Alright, kuti nje vatshintshi vukhokeri lovo vukhona ngoba ndiweyenza ngayo tsangirai lomugave the same thing vayafanana noma azangena embusweni uzakwenza same thing ngokwenziwa umugave. So okuright kuti atshintshe kuphela kufakwe nomunye umbuso ngathi ungcono kunini kuzanywa sivota since 2016 zama ukukhuluma ngayo kwehlula kasuke kungena omunye okwanisayo.
Onjengobani ubona kungani ubani ungangena?
Hayi ubithi last time wayevele mcontact BF then bakufisha bona savalwa thina sizozama lokho. So this time ena ma-candidate afuna ukungena noma umbani ofunile ukungena ocontestayo abamtshintshe kangabi khona behluleko.
Okay, hayi kuyezwakala imbono yakho, sibongile kakhulu.
Okay, doctor.
Okay, blessing.
Before we go to Facebook and WhatsApp, the social media that we also want people to take advantage of, we just want to give Mr. Mafume the platform to respond to what Mr. Monzora said earlier on. Mr. Mafume, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you very much. I think let's be clear on one thing. My client, the reason why we have had to defend him in the manner that we are doing is that my client has been vilified, not least by the person who is speaking. I think we had an issue about interviews, notwithstanding that the spokesperson who is speaking is a colleague and a comrade in the standing committee. Mm-hmm. He has uttered statements against a fellow senior leader in the party. Fellow senior leader accusing him of embezzlement and so forth and so forth, and all sorts of crimes against the party. And that has left a bad taste in the mouth. Then secondly, when you are burying hatchets, you have to bury a hatchet with the person that you have a hatchet against. You cannot bury the hatchet against yourself. You cannot say, I'm now burying a hatchet and excluding the person that you are feuding with. The issue that is clear to the public and everybody else was that this issue arose because of certain views that my client had in terms of the way forward in the party. Those views then arose and gave reason to certain parties that are plural and many and in most cases vague. You can't make head or tail of the accusations. But the point is that he was accused of those crimes after he raised a legitimate contempt. That is what ZANU-PF does. If you raise a legitimate concern, it quickly accuses you of certain crimes. You are accused of being a thief or prisoner, and so on and so on, simply because you have said Mugabe must be. Now, we have to deal with that fundamental issue. The people who are feuding here and who have not been united is the issue of Mangoma. Now, this issue of Mangoma has given a rise to all these other issues. So if you are unifying or you are dealing with the issue, you then have to deal with the issue at hand. You cannot deal with another issue, bring in other people, call in other people, and they say we are united. But we are continuing to punish Mr. Mangoma, but our unity is over than what we have had in the previous. Then secondly, the process that has been initiated to discipline Mangoma has not been done procedurally. Mm-hmm. The vote we can't go through the same argument that we went before. Mm-hmm. The vote was not taken. It is called a unanimous vote. Things were not done according to procedure. My client is still excluded from this unity that we are talking about. So if you continue to exclude him, who are you unifying with? Are you unifying with people that you were already united with, or you are calling other people to replace him? It does not make sense. You should not pull wool over each other's eyes. Mm-hmm. If the charges still remain and the disciplinary process still remains, then that is a hatchet, because the disciplinary process is simply meant to cut somebody down, isn't it?
I think we are now
You want to avoid? Mm-hmm. Do you want to avoid the court?
Which court? The process that was initiated in terms of the Constitution. We don't even know, we have not yet been consulted in terms of who is going to sit in the tribunal. The issue
Does Article 12 support what you are saying? Article 12 of our Constitution. Does it say you have to be consulted when setting the disciplinary committee?
Yes. The article 12 is very clear on what has to happen.
Yes.
I can read this by head myself because I've memorized article 12. Article 12 says that when a member of the standing committee is to be taken to a disciplinary process, there has to be a two-thirds vote of the National Council. Now, the two-thirds vote of the National Council, then it triggers a disciplinary process and also triggers an automatic suspension. Now, what
No, Jacob, it says
is that the
Jacob, it says at least two-thirds. isn't it? It says at least two-thirds of the National Council must approve for the of the judge, isn't it? Now, if we are in agreement, you agree with me that 100% is more than at least two-thirds. 100% of the people agreed that he'd be charged.
My client voted against himself. If you say 100% of the National Council, are you telling me that my client voted himself to go on suspension?
100% of those eligible to vote, your client is not entitled to vote in a case which involves himself.
No. The Article 12 does not exclude Michael. He is a member of the National Council. He is entitled to vote as a member of that National Council. No, in Article 12,
so 99% voted against your client. Where that does put your case?
Yes, but what I'm saying is that there has to be a quorum of that National Council. You have to state how many members attended, how many members were absent, how many members abstained from voting. Now, you then say, of the members who were present, they constituted the quorum. Of the members who were there, so and so abstained. Of the members who were there, so and so then voted. It is not possible to have 100% vote. That is a lie. It cannot happen anyway that 100% vote can be gotten on a matter of such importance. If you were to get 100% vote, it would therefore mean that my client voted against himself. And certainly,
should you not be raising this before the independent tribunal rather than telling us because there are facts that you do not know of? Unfortunately, I sympathize with you. You were not there. The manner in which the vote was carried makes it possible to have 100%.
Okay, gentlemen, we'll come back to that issue. We just want to bring in our third guest, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, who is a political analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, from what we are hearing, what you are seeing on the ground, any prospects for unity in this party?
In our democratic movement, where forces that are supposed to be fighting against the evil of ZANU-PF, we are seemingly, you know, at each other's throat. I mean, in 2005 was a mistake, and we were not supposed to have made the same mistake again of failing to unite again, I mean, around, you know, the cause. But, you know, listening to my friend speaking, it is very clear that there is a difference in interpretation in the way that the conflict, you know, this conflict should be resolved. Mm-hmm. But I really feel that beyond constitutionalism and the small print, there must be a responsibility in our leaders, a moral obligation to work together as united forces to accept that we have weaknesses within each other, so that these weaknesses become the basis of uniting each other. Now, if there is hypocrisy, if there is selective application of the law, if there is unreliability, it is very difficult to convince anybody at grassroots level that we are supposed to be working together. So, in short, really, Blessing, I think it is very sad that individuals that are supposed to be interpreting the party constitution don't seem to agree. So what is how this contagion is going to then be passed over to the members at grassroots level will not be able to understand what the cause of the argument is.
Mr. Ngwenya, I want you to please stay on the line, and also Mr. Monzora and Mr. Mafume will come back to you in a bit. We just want to take this opportunity to thank our radio listeners. But as you know by now, you can quickly transition to www.voazimbabwe.com, where we are actually streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on Live Talk. And saying good night to our radio listeners, this is Blessing Zulu.
And Chris Gande, please stay tuned.